Welcome to Fewer Things Better. This is the place for all of us who are big on goals and short on time. Together, we'll explore smart, simple ideas on how to retrain your brain and unlock your life. I'm your host, Kristen Graham. Let's get started. Before we begin, I want to mention that today's topic is intended for an adult audience. So if you're listening on a device where younger ears may be present, just keep that in mind. This episode is going to look at the science behind sex. While the conversation will be more science-oriented than salacious, I recognize the topic itself carries different levels of comfort for different people. The bottom line on top of this episode is that personal comfort and curiosity are key ingredients to overall sexual pleasure. With that said, and in the spirit of the great 1980s musician and sexual muse, George Michael, let's talk about sex, baby. The science of sex and the physiology of pleasure encompass various fields, such as biology, psychology, and sociology. This episode will explore components of the brain and body related to sexual activity with a partner, as well as individual sexual pleasure. Both cases involve hormones. After all, sexual pleasure is a whole body and whole brain affair. During sexual activity with a partner, there are many key hormones involved, which include some of the following. Oxytocin, that is often referred to as the love hormone or the bonding hormone. Oxytocin is released during intimate moments, such as hugging, kissing, and of course, sex. It promotes that bonding and trust between partners. Endorphins are the body's natural pain relievers and mood lifters. Endorphins give us that feeling of pleasure and euphoria. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that's associated also with pleasure and reward. It plays a role in the brain's response to pleasure and our motivation systems. Serotonin is known as the happiness hormone, and it regulates mood and contributes to feelings of well-being and happiness. And it can also influence sexual desire. Now, testosterone is another hormone that is primarily known as a male hormone, but testosterone is present in females as well, and it plays a role in sexual desire and arousal in both genders. It increases libido and enhances sexual responsiveness. Finally, there's prolactin. This hormone is released after orgasm and is associated with feelings of relaxation and sexual satisfaction. This satisfaction is a signal to the body, and it can also serve as a bit of a pause button for sexual arousal, meaning you might be so satisfied it takes you a while to get aroused again. One note here is that researchers found that the prolactin levels can be up to 400% higher after partner sexual activity than self-activity. And this just indicates that the sensation of satisfaction has a higher and longer effect. However, that increase is just for the prolactin hormone. Most of the other hormones are at equal levels during solo sexual activity. Another important distinction is that an orgasm isn't required for there to be sexual satisfaction. Based on the numerous components of our brains and bodies, it's possible to benefit from sexual activity without achieving an orgasm. The orgasm itself is the result of the physiological response in the body, and it marks the physical peak of sexual arousal. Yet there are many additional ways to experience sexual pleasure, both mentally and physically. One component of pleasure is being sexually curious, and your own curiosity can be influenced by various factors. One of those is genetics. Research suggests that genetic factors can influence individual differences in sexual curiosity and behavior. There were studies with twins that have shown that genetic factors contribute to variations in sexual orientation, sexual preferences, and even sexual curiosity. Another element is the early developmental experiences. Childhood experiences and early exposure to sexual information can shape sexual curiosity later in life. Studies have shown that early environmental factors, such as parental attitudes towards sex and sexual education, can influence someone's individual sexual curiosity and behavior. Sexual norms, cultural values, and society attitudes towards sex can play a significant role in shaping sexual curiosity. That also includes cultural factors such as religious beliefs, media representations, and peer influences. Finally, the brain's ability to reorganize itself in response to previous and new experiences in learning is called neuroplasticity. And this also has a role in sexual curiosity. Exposure to new sexual stimuli or experiences can lead to changes in our neural circuits associated with sexual desire and curiosity. So let's stay on neuroplasticity for a moment. While recognizing genetic, cultural, and social influences, the brain can be opened to new ideas and experiences through neuroplasticity. One example is by tapping into our five senses to explore where our own comfort and curiosity can intersect with our sexual desire. There has long been a heavy emphasis on the sense of sight due to the broad availability of visual and video pornography. However, there's an evolving platform in audio pornography, which is also known as erotic audio or audio erotica. This refers to sexually explicit audio recordings or narratives, which feature various sexual scenarios. Two popular apps are Dipsea, D-I-P-S-E-A, and Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N. They launched in 2018 and 2019, respectively. But it was the pandemic that drove a surge in downloads of audio-based entertainment across multiple platforms. And interest and usage remain steady to this day, with apps seeing millions of downloads each month, particularly among the younger sets, 18 to 30-year-old demographics. More options like this mean more room for curiosity. And that ultimately extends to what's available on your personal pleasure menu. These are just some general overviews from sexuality and pleasure. And from science to psychology to curiosity, sexual pleasure is a multi-layered experience with many individual elements. Wherever curiosity takes you, comfort and consent should always be available. And so should the option to change or expand your mind. Thanks for listening. You can find a lot more like this by following me on LinkedIn or going to unlockthebrain.com and joining the mailing list. And if you found value in this podcast, please take a moment to rate or comment. Thanks so much. And now let's go do fewer things better.